This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. Last month, the Aspen City Council decided in a work session that it would be too risky to send a question to voters this fall about financing a new government building. It's estimated to cost almost $23 million and would be located at Rio Grande Place. As the deadline for ballot measures nears, reporter Allison Bechtesh looked into the conflicts in the council chambers and in the public that have led to this point, and she joins me now by phone. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Kristen.
Tell us what happened in that work session.
So the city is building new offices. As with any big purchase, they're looking at loans, and basically they have two options for loans. One gets a lower interest but needs voter approval. The other is called a certificate of participation. It has a higher rate. We're talking about around $400,000 pricier when all is said and done, but it doesn't need voter approval. So if it was cost alone, the council would choose a lower interest rate. But there's some concern on council about sending the finance question to the voters who might not approve. Councilman Burt Myron thinks it should be sent out, especially if you think voters don't want it. Why would you push through something against public will? But it's not even clear that voters wouldn't pass it.
Yeah, that's right. 2 years ago, voters affirmed an advisory vote that asked if the city should convert the current city hall, also known as the Armory, on Galena Street to community use and then build municipal offices somewhere else.
I think when council backed out of that is where a problem started.
So what's their hesitation? Why not take it to a vote?
Some councilors think too many lies or misinformation will be spread if it goes to a vote. It's also just not common that the public wants to spend money on a public development. Here's Aspen City Manager Steve Barwick.
I would stress, don't underestimate the possibility of losing this. People generally do not vote for this type of thing. There's nothing in it for the average voter from their perception.
There's also that philosophical question. Ward Hauenstein pointed out at the beginning of the meeting, it's just bad practice to skirt the voters.
Where does Ward stand on this?
So he was very strong at the beginning of the meeting. He felt that this should go to a public vote. He also said it in a debate with Tory in his runoff election that he absolutely would send City Hall to a public vote. Then during that work session, City Council did allow public comment, which they've chosen not to do in the past. Some of those comments actually did have some misinformation in them, which got Ward worried that misinformation would spread. So by the end of the meeting, he said, I think we shouldn't ask the voters. He has since heard in letters to the editor and comments from his top donors. I think he's a little bit on the fence now. Adam Frisch also feels conflicted about skirting the voters. This issue is going to be talked about again in a work session either next week or the following week, where multiple options will go back on the table. Council will take another vote.
Okay, thanks, Allison.
You're welcome, Kristen.
That's reporter Allison Bechtesh on discussions about a new City Hall building in Aspen. I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.